This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3532 for Tuesday the 15th of February 2022. Today's show is entitled, Self-Hosting in Small Scale E0, Disclaimer and General Idea. It is the first show by new host Takov 751, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this ep is just explanation of the general idea, and introducing useful communities around the topic.
Hello everyone, Takov 751 speaking. I would like to apologize beforehand for the quality as I'm trying to wrap my head around recording and basically giving a talk like this is highly unlikely of me. So with that said, I am by no means professional at the moment and just trying to share what I learned about self-hosting. And today's episode is just a starter of a series where I am trying to explain how to self-host services on your LAN without exposing too much on the wide and dangerous internet to keep your attack surface as small as you can, because I had some really bad time because I made some poor choices. So, with that said, I'm trying to apply the infrastructure as a code principles and the easy way to recover. What I mean behind it, that as a runtime I'm trying to use Docker for everything. And using the Docker Compose, which is a neat solution where you basically able to define a whole service stack in one file and how they connect to each other and which container has internet connection, which is separated from the network. You can do segmentation in this case where containers can see only each other, for example, without any internet connection. And that can prevent many, many issues. The other neat feature is if you own a public domain and you have a DNS provider which is supported by Let's Encrypt, you can request a wildcard certificate for that domain without any DNS record involved, just the API keys for the DNS provider so that the DNS challenge by Let's Encrypt can be done with Certbot or other bot solutions, I would say. And with that, you will have a wildcard certificate, as I said before, and you can serve up on your LAN. And with the help of a local DNS server, you can resolve that domain to a local LAN IP address. And that way, you don't need to fiddle around with adding root certificate or a self-signed certificate to every single device every time, and then you have to redo it at least in 2 years because some operation systems like the iOS and basically all the Apple operation systems has a requirement of a certificate where the expiry date is less than a year and the root certificate expiry date is less than 2 years. Otherwise, it wouldn't even allow to add it as a trusted certificate, which is a pain in the bum. The next thing is, and as I said before, you will need the DNS server on your LAN to do the domain resolves, and you have to set your devices to use that DNS server as the primary DNS, and you can choose any as a secondary, as a fallback in case your DNS server is not responding or any other issues. And then we can add to this infrastructure a VPN solution as well. I'm going to speak later about TailScale and WireGuard. Well, WireGuard is a really neat solution, and TailScale is based upon WireGuard with enhanced features like really good security features, but there's some downsides as well, because you will need to use a public, it's called Lighthouse, which is basically a service which helps the client finding each other, and you can set your configurations with the command line and on their online interface, which need only authenticated with GitHub, Facebook or Gmail, I believe. But I will speak about that later in more detail, in probably in the next episode. And I wanted to talk about a few communities which helpful at the very least, and they have really good resources and tutorials, and one of them is linuxserver.io. The community builds and hosts their Docker images, which have a few neat ones. They have, for example, Jellyfin, which is a Plex alternative. They have Syncthing, they have their own WireGuard solution, Nextcloud, Swag, and this is one of them which I'm going to speak in more detail, because this is the one of the neatest ones, because it is a modified Nginx server which applies for certificates and renewing them automatically, and you basically just need to edit the Docker Compose file on first start and modify a configuration file afterward, and when you want to put a service behind the reverse proxy, you just have to use their sample files and modify them to your needs. I will speak about this one as well later, because this will be one of the pillars of our project. And the next one is Home Assistant. This one is basically, as it says, a home automation service which is fully open source. I think it was acquired by Nebuchadnezzar recently, but they working with Apache license, and most of their code is written in Python, so it's easy to make integrations and your own plugins and your own automation, and you can run it on basically in a Raspberry Pi. They recommend 3 or 4, but I would say the Raspberry Pi 4 is more than capable of running this. It mostly depends what you want to, or what extent you want to use it, as with many services. By the end of this series, I would like to end up with a GitHub or GitLab repository with scenarios and example configuration files, which you can then download and replicate it yourself. I will leave a few links in the show notes where you can check out these communities and a few interesting services which can be useful in a small infrastructure for a family team or a small company, I would say.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.